Really? Good evening, and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is a regular business meeting. The night is Tuesday, May 13th, and it's 7 p.m. Ms. Smoot, could you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Hanford will be here.
We're waiting for you.
Council members present and establishing a quorum are Hanford, Cutaback, Rasmussen, Camp, Davis, Gamble, and Gearing.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure to welcome PAC 148's Tiger and Wolf Den, I believe. They're going to be presenting the Pledge of Allegiance this evening. And the PAC committee chair, Ms. Robertson, please go ahead and lead your crew in.
Color guard advance.
They weren't shy in my office.
Audience, please rise. Scout, Sabrina. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda, also a pleasure to be doing, is a swearing-in ceremony for a new officer, Chief.
Thank you to all those in attendance, Mayor Thomas, council members, family, and friends, for those being recognized tonight. Thank you, Judge Cliff, for officiating the ceremony. It's my pleasure to introduce Officer Adam Wolf. Adam began his career with our department on July 1st, 2013. Prior to that, he worked for private security overseas and served 5 years with the United States Army. Is currently in the U.S. Army Active Reserves. Adam lives in the Monroe area with his wife and daughter. Please help me congratulate Officer Wolf in joining her agency as Judge Club officially swears in.
Well, I've never seen so many fires here on such an occasion, because of you and for our young citizens, we don't believe in such allegiance.
Congratulations.
I, Adam Wolf,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution
of
the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the State of Washington and the ordinances of the City of Monroe and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer for the City of Monroe Police Department. And I will do so to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations.
I'd like to introduce your spouse, Jessica, and family for the King of the Badge.
This is my wife, Jessica. We've been married for 8 years now. She's supported me in everything that I've done. I love her very much. Thank you very much. This is my daughter, McKenna. She's 2 years old.
Adorable.
We have another one on the way, URS-28. Her name's going to be Kinley, another girl. This is my father right here, Randy Wolf, and then my mother-in-law and my father.
But go ahead. I know you were practicing out there, so go ahead. I saw him put his vest on, so shove it as far in as you want. I'm proud to recognize you before this council and the value of your commitment to the Monroe Police Department. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
The next item on our agenda, also something that brings us great pleasure, to be offering or awarding a 20-year badge recognition.
Tonight we are recognizing Detective Tim Bazell for 20 years of service to the City of Monroe. Detective Bazell began his career with the department on March 1st, 1994. He was known for working with the youth of our community through the DARE and Explorer programs. He went into investigations as a detective in December of 2000. He is one of two arson investigators in our department. He uses technology skills to extract video from various sources to support police investigations. He also has been the primary background investigator for new employees conducting a thorough background prior to hiring. One of the more interesting investigations that Detective Bazell was responsible for was the Brinks Armored Car robbery in September 2008. This case was featured on ABC's 2020, airing in June of 2013. He was also recognized last year by the Snohomish County Prosecutor's Office for his contribution to the Jimmy Bendel homicide investigation, which he collected and viewed well over 60 CDs and DVDs of video that he summarized in the index, which is very helpful to the prosecutors. He also was the lead detective on the Starbucks robbery case in 2002, in which two subjects robbed the baristas at gunpoint. The suspects remained in the store for another half hour. They served coffee to customers, and that was the downfall, by the way. The drive-up window and pocketed the cash receiving before leaving the building. The two were later arrested, and this case was featured in Esquire magazine. It is with great pride that I present Detective Bazell with his 20-year badge, recognition of his dedication, professionalism, and integrity in serving this department and the citizens of Monroe. Your wife here?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chief. The next item on our agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to this. Oh, don't have it on our list. We have one more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not on there. We have a retirement this evening. We are recognizing the service of K-9 Jokers who retires from 9 years of service. Joker, which in short is for, stand by on this one, I'll try to get it. Joker von Haas Kattenberg, joined our department in July of 2005. He started with Officer Jason Southern through 2007, then was assigned to his partner, Officer Jake Carswell, for the remainder of his career. Joker was often called upon to track suspects in burglaries, domestic violence cases, and assaults. He has also assisted the Monroe CERT team on many high-risk entries. A few cases, February 23rd, 2013, Joker was called to the Alboro Park to help find a subject with a $100,000 felony named Warren out of Texas. The subject was quickly located, saying he decided to give up and stop fleeing once he heard the canine barking. On March 13, 2013, Officer Carswell interrupted a theft in progress at a business on Lewis Street. The suspects fled on foot, and Joker was able to track one of them, finding him face down under a pickup truck. The suspect said, "Okay, I'm here. Don't let the dog bite you." Smarter than our average criminal town. He was taken into custody without incident. There are just a couple of examples of how Joker assisted in the apprehension of suspects. As you can see, a tracking dog is a very valuable tool to this department. Joker was also part of the community as he participated in canine demonstrations at events such as National Night Out and other speaker opportunities for the school district and local organizations. The city of Monroe and surrounding areas have benefited greatly from Joker's efforts, and we will miss canine Joker and his true professionalism and drive. He will spend his retirement at the home of Officer Carswell and his family.
Oh, thank you.
Gee, that's kind of emotional.
Thank you. Unless they do it on their own. Yeah. We did an overnighter once. We run them through the door when they do the training.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on now to comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We do have one sign-in this evening, Mr. Bob Bacon. Please come up and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Yes, I'm Bob Bacon. I live at 14311 Kenmore Drive, Illinois, and I have some property adjacent to where the roundabout is going. And I have a few concerns about that. But before I start, I would like to comment and give credit to Rebuilt Associates, Tony Owens and Amanda. I don't know what Amanda's last name is. And also our engineering staff here at City of Monroe for listening to me and my concerns about getting the manufactured homes in and out of my property as time goes on, which was concerned in the design of the roundabout. The original design of the roundabout showed a center planting strip. It went down 200-300 feet. But it came up to my attention and found out that, you know, these homes can't get in and out of there and with that median strip there. So anyway, make a long story short, they designed an access for me and that will serve the owners of those homes adequately. And I want to thank everybody for that. The second part of my comment is, I understand that you're going to award the bid for the roundabout tonight. And my concerns, I've talked to Jim here. What is his name here? He's in our engineering, Jim. James. Yeah. I had a brain hookup. Anyway, because I've been talking to him a lot. Anyway. I have a rancher there that has emphysema and a lot of health problems, and she's concerned about the dust, and she's also had back operations. She's concerned about the vibration on the ground, and I'm concerned about the home settling and cracking going on inside the home. I'm concerned about all those things. So it would cost $4,000 or $5,000 to have the home re-leveled, and possibly there's cracks and stuff fixed. So I was wondering if another engineer that I've talked to said, why don't they take a reading, elevation reading on the house to see if the ground settles and if there is a problem at the very end of the project. James seemed to think that was a good idea, but I haven't heard any more from them. But I'm concerned about the problems that could appear. When they put the Providence Healthcare Center in, it caused a crack problem in one of the joints in the house at that point. And it's a long ways away. And been on a gravel bar, I don't know how that affects the, it's not like a rock, where it's not the sound and the vibrations to the stock, it continues to fall. So those are my concerns, and I wanted to address that, see if there's a resolution. But in the main thing is, I want to thank everybody in the engineering, along with Brad and his group, for helping to do the design. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that took your time.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is student representative report.
And I have a report for the student representative.
Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you, Mayor. She apologizes for missing the last few meetings. Things have been crazy with AP testing and the culminating challenge. She was hoping to come tonight, but she had a little incident with her computer and lost her whole culminating project, and it's due this week.
Oh, my.
So she's working the midnight oil tonight.
Oh, that's terrible.
In the meantime, she would like me to inform the council and everyone who's here of an event that's happening at the high school this Thursday at 5 in the PAC. It's called I, Ear, and Art, and is a joint fundraiser with ASB, Art Club, Band, and Choir. There will be a silent auction of student-made art, all starting at $10. Choir will be singing, and performing. usually profits go towards the clubs, but this year they decided to have all profits go towards our Free the Children efforts. So far, we have raised about $7,000. He apologizes again and hopes everyone who can make it to the event this Thursday, 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Camp. Councilmember Gehring.
I was going to move on to the next item.
Sorry. Okay. Okay, we're going to move on to the consent agenda. Go ahead.
Thank you. I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Gehring, a second from Councilmember Cutaback. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes, 7-0. Next item on the agenda under final action is AB 14071. This is adoption of Ordinance 006-2014, amending 2014 budget, second and final reading. Diane, I believe you have this one.
No change from the first reading.
Okay. So that's the end of the staff presentation. Council members, any questions or motions? Councilmember Gamble.
I move to approve second and final reading.
Here you go.
Adopt Ordinance Number 006-2014, an ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending the budget for fiscal year 2014 to account for actual beginning fund balances and new revenues and expenditures, authorizing and setting forth supportive findings for the use of certain reserves from the City's Contingency Fund in accordance with the City's adopted reserve policy, providing severability and establishing an effective date.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Gamble. I have a second from Councilmember Hanford.
Ooh.
It's a scientific process over here.
I'll take that.
Okay, do I have any discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ordinance passes, 7-0. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda. This is staff and department reports. I'm sorry, councilmember reports. Councilmember Gehring.
Thank you. Looking forward to the Monroe Lip Sync Contest on Saturday night. Some of you might have been there before. It's a blast to see people get up there and do their thing. It's at the Wagner Performing Arts Center. I think it's at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Either 6 or 7. I think it's 6 o'clock. I've seen big banners. Always have a blast. It's always a lot of fun. And if you have an opportunity to go Saturday night, it's monroelipsync.org, I believe, is the website. So, anyway, a lot of fun. Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilmember Gamble.
Nothing to report today.
Okay. Councilmember Davis.
I have nothing. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Camp.
A commendation for the city staff who worked the garbage cleanup day on Saturday.
Absolutely, very good.
It's got to be not a fun job, but you all looked like you had fun, and it was fun for me to go up there, and even the garbage folks were really helpful. They informed me that they do not take stuff, they only take antiques, so I thought that was interesting. Again, thank you, and that's it for me.
Councilmember Asmussen.
I'll just echo what Councilmember Camp was saying. I wasn't there for the actual event. I actually, as part of my run, ran through the high school as it was being set up, and kind of surprised to see people already there waiting. So, but everyone there was in good spirits and seemed like they were having a good time for as early as it was. Also had a great meeting yesterday with our chamber director, Una, hearing some of her ideas and plans for the chamber, and very excited to work with her through the year. And that I'll actually... Transportation, yeah. So that's all I have.
Okay. Councilmember Cutback.
Okay. We had a transportation meeting yesterday at 2. Some of the items we discussed were we continued the Capitol Street funding discussion, because we know that we're still short. So Diane was great and brought another list of creative ideas to look at. So we'll be kind of mulling those over and working through those. The pedestrian bulbs at Frank Wagner on Main Street, those are going to be removed. Brad checked with the school district. They're in favor of that, but probably will not be removed until 2015 when we overlay the street or do some work with the street striping. We talked a little bit about mandatory garbage and recycling, and as that contract is probably going to be looked at in 2015, getting ready for a 2017 new contract. Diane's going to bring probably a spreadsheet or something that really details the difference between mandatory and non-mandatory, but also utility in the franchise, because you can have a mix, it's not one or the other. So really looking at what each of those terms means and what's a good direction for us to go in. So we're going to be kind of looking a little bit into that. We talked about on-street ADA parking spaces and policy, also the ADA access requirements for cities right away, and Brad's been working on that and looking at getting a formal plan in place to make sure we're ADA compliant, which is perfect timing with the comp plan update. And we talked about overweight vehicle permits. So that we recommended, because it would be a change of our policy, and jump in, Brad, here. But we have a policy where we allow, why don't you tell us what we allow, and tell us what we're going to do, maybe.
Currently in chapter 10.04 of the municipal code, we allow trucks off the truck route if they have a permit. It's called an overweight parking permit, so they can park in front of their house or on their property. That was last looked at, or at least last adopted in 1978, when the city was in a substantially different place than it was now. And lately we've been having some problems of people with their large trucks, you know, rather than having 5-acre lots out in the west part of town like it was back then, they're now in their, you know, 6,000 square foot lots, and they're kind of have conflicts with the neighbors, and that they think that if they get an overweight vehicle permit, they can actually operate a business at their property, and there's been issues regarding that. So trying to look at that and whether it's time to, you know, we're no longer the rural community we are now, more urban, is it time to start phasing that out or eliminate it completely?
Yeah, and I commend the city staff for bringing forward policies that might not, you know, be relevant anymore and really need to be looked at, since that was 1978. What the committee recommended, though, was having a public hearing on the issue, because it could be somebody's livelihood, and then not allowing them to do that might affect what business they're in, so we thought a public hearing was important. That was it, and our next meeting is in June.
Okay. Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Hanford.
Yes, thank you. I don't remember if I mentioned this last week or not, but we received a court date from the Snohomish County Court and our attorney to adopt the 11-year-old girl that we've been fostering for almost a year now. So very excited about that, June 9th.
Congratulations.
And the Hanford home will be full.
Okay.
As if it's not already.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll go ahead and start in back. Mr. Farrell.
Thank you. In addition to the attached report, several things going on. Just wanted to point out a couple things this week and this weekend is flowers. The flowers that I have on the page three there, well, that starts summer and fall here. Starts tomorrow. The garden club's going to be buying up the hanging baskets. Our crew will put them out there on Thursday. The garden club will also be potting up the lower pots that are downtown, removing bulbs, the tulips that were really nice this spring. And then next week, next Wednesday, the DOC will be planting the flowers on the islands on Lewis and Main Street. So we'll get all of our downtown all flowered up for the summer. The other thing is, this Saturday is the Little League's Jamboree.
Oh, that's right.
And that's a pretty neat thing. They've got a lot of really cool things planned this year. They do silent auction fundraisers. They're going to have a home run contest, hitting contest, a tank, all kinds of neat stuff. So we've been meeting with them to help them out and assist with laying it out this Saturday. So,
okay, thank you. This is Nelson.
The spring cleanup event on Saturday went off very smoothly. The volume was a little bit lighter than last year, and we're thinking it was because it was Mother's Day weekend, and so that's something we're going to talk about in our debrief of scheduling it not on a weekend where, you know, it's a holiday or a major event. And, there were a little over 456 participants came through. 25 customers that are senior disabled took advantage of our service where we will go to their house and the city employees take the step up to the cleanup event because they cannot get their stuff there. And it went smooth as silk. Everyone seemed really happy it went through. We had one Prius that kept trying to come through that was not eligible. They're not from Monroe. They kept coming back and trying to speak. And only one person threw a hissy fit because they did not live in Monroe and were turned away and had screaming fit. But other than that, everything went super smooth. When it was time to close, Monroe Police Department sent an officer around. And it's funny when you have a cop car there with the lights on, people realize you're really close. That worked. Everything went really smooth.
It looked smooth. Hold on. Thank you.
Great.
Mr. Feilberg.
In addition to the report that's attached is the foundation awarded the contract to the contractor for the roundabout. He is planning on starting on June 2nd. And he wants to be done before the fair because he doesn't like Monroe Fair traffic.
Nice.
That's motivation.
Oh, can I ask a question about that?
Oh, yes. Councilmember Gehring?
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Brad, just a quick question. Looking at the picture of the roundabout, and there are four entrances and exits, but only three roads. Just curious, the road that used to go behind the gravel pit, which would now be behind Walmart, is there ever a possibility of a road going in there again?
No,
so is that just kind of a...
That's access for that lot, since we do own that lot there. That's lot I.
That's what that access is.
Access to that lot.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right.
Okay. Mr. Feilberg, anything else?
That was it.
Okay. Chief Quinzer.
Last Thursday, we had a meeting with the major retailers in town with their loss prevention officers, and we actually had three of the retailers brought their corporate loss prevention officers from Seattle. We had Rite Aid, we had Fred Meyers, Ben Franklin, Albertsons, Safeway, and the reason we had this meeting was Sergeant Paul, first of all, Sergeant Paul Ryan organized this, and we realized that what we were talking to were primarily people who were competitive with each other. What we were trying to get them to be is collaborative, because the crooks are collaborative. It's the same crooks that is going in that are going into every store, primarily, probably about 80%. Shoplifting, retail theft, especially in the grocery stores, liquor, stealing liquor and the like. So we got together to see if we could come up with a plan and, gathering this information and disseminating it to all the stores. And in fact, they were so enthused about it, they suggested maybe a twice a year meeting. They would like a monthly meeting. That's how enthused they were. Ben Franklin, in fact, is offering their space to hold the meetings now. So it was a good meeting. It was a great idea by the sergeant to organize it, and I think we're going to see a great benefit in the future. And lastly, we hired our final police officer today. In fact, she was out in the lobby here during the swearing-in ceremony tonight, Pam Baker. And that puts us fully staffed. We expect she and the other officer candidate to go to the academy in September, hopefully. The academy is just slammed with new officer recruits, and they're looking for monies to put on additional classes, but so far the legislature hasn't come forward with it, so we're going to have to wait that long. So about 1 year from now, we will see the officers out on the street that are waiting right now.
Thank you, Chief. Councilmember Gearing.
Okay, Chief, can I just ask a question? I noticed about the shoplifting, all those people. I wasn't right. I'd never actually seen a security guard in there before, but there was, is that something that each of the different retailers are going to start doing, actually have a security guard, that type of a thing? It looked, didn't like he was armed or anything, but it was just kind of I noticed that the first thing is like just kind of a deterrent from this kind of thing.
Well, they had somebody in writing.
They actually had somebody in writing. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that person would be considered their loss prevention officer, because the loss prevention officer, from my understanding, my experience, is you don't know they're there.
Sure, sure.
And so that was kind of, I know that there was quite a discussion amongst big retailers like Rite Aid, somewhat Fred Meyer's, Albertsons, about loss, liquor loss, and what they can do about it and the like. So there's a legislative action that was taken that will go into effect, I believe, July 1st, where if a store suffers large thefts or large losses in the liquor area, then they are to meet the police department to develop a plan to combat that. That is, I also can put it this way. The Police Chiefs and Sheriff's Association asked the liquor retailers if they would disclose their losses to us. And this was the result of that discussion down at the legislature. It's not what we really intended. We suspect throughout the state that a lot of liquor is lost from the smaller retailers who are selling it out the back door to bars and taverns and the like, because the taxes are not collected on the alcohol until it's sold retail-wise. And before, the state used to collect taxes when they, after they sent it to the stores, the state stores, and sold it. So there's a huge loss in state revenue from liquor sales right now. And but this kind of like making signs just what came out of the legislature. So it's going to be a very labor intensive plan for us and the retailer. And as usual, it's an unfunded mandate. So we'll go with it when it happens.
Thank you.
All right, anything else for the chief? Thank you, Chief. Mr. Brazel.
I have nothing this evening.
Okay. I just have a couple of things. Gene and I, on Thursday last week, met with the Everett Community College and also with the Chamber to do a debrief on the Manufacturers Summit that we held about 2.5 weeks ago. We have tentatively scheduled a second meeting for July 10th, I think. And we're in the process of putting together a thank you letter and then a second letter for people that did not make it, just as a follow-up and inviting them to attend the July 10th meeting as well. Saturday I will be at the Little League event. They're not going to ask a lacrosse coach to throw out the first pitch. That would look funny. Anyway, and I think that's just about all I have for right now. Gene, why don't you take us through the agenda and the extended agenda?
Draft agenda for May 20th, 2014. Under announcements and presentations, we have a proclamation, Skokomish Valley Indian Education 10th Annual Traditional Powwow. It's always a fun event. And the consent agenda, under new business, we have approval of interlocal agreement with Snohomish County for natural yard care, public outreach, and evaluation program. I'll draw your attention to the mayor and administrative reports. We are looking at the potential of canceling the June 3rd meeting. We've got the mayor out of town, and council member Cutterback is also out of town, and we don't have anything at this point in time on that particular evening, and we have moved some other items out. So if that's council's pleasure, we can either cancel that tonight or do it next week on the draft agenda. Then we have an executive session for potential litigation.
Okay. Any questions on next week's agenda? Okay. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I thought we were doing the student representative certificate of achievement that week. I noticed it was moved out to June 10th.
It's my understanding that we were trying to schedule it with the student representative.
Oh, have you contacted her?
Not that I hope she was at the attendance this evening, but she was not. I can do that first thing.
Oh, well, I spoke to her. She said she would be here next week.
Okay.
So, next week. Or isn't that it, May?
20th next week. Yeah.
That was the plan. We're getting close to graduation, and would probably be more convenient to do it sooner rather than later.
Okay. If she's available next week, we will do it next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We can
do it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Anything else on the extended agenda? Oh, Councilmember Hanford.
Since you're looking for action, I'll go ahead and make a motion to cancel the June 3rd council meeting.
Second.
Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Hanford. I have a second from Councilmember Gamble. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. All right, anything else on the extended agenda? All right, thank you. We do not have a need for an executive session this evening. Councilmember Gamble.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Gamble, a second from Councilmember Hanford. Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Did I hear a nay?
No.
Oh, okay. We are adjourned. Have a great evening and thank you.